BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Kirsty, I'm 22, and I'm from the Wirral. You might not know this, but I've made Pixie Lott sweat. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
OK, let's speak to today's show introducer.
You might not know this, but I've made Pixie Lott sweat.
Hi, Kirsty.
Hi.
So you're a personal trainer?
Yes.
I'm quite envious of that.
It's easy.
That means it's not easy.
It is, that's easy.
So you're a personal trainer in the Wirral?
Yeah.
And tell me what happened on Sunday?
I did my first class just normal, and then the second class there was this, like, dead pretty gorgeous blonde girl standing outside. I was like, oh, I'm jealous of her. Here was she coming into my class.
And who was that?
That was Pixie Lott. I didn't even know, though. So she comes in with these two lads. They must have been her friends. And the people from the class before said to me, Kirsty, to come outside a minute. I need to speak to you. So I went outside before I started. I said, that's Pixie Lott in your class, you know. I was like, what? No, shut up. Because really, the girl with the blonde hair was Pixie Lott in the class. So, yeah, she just came and joined in.
What class was it?
Body attack.
That doesn't sound healthy. What is that?
It's basically like an aerobics class mixed with sports and conditioning. It's very, 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 very hard.
So what do you do in a body attack class?
You basically do loads of running, loads of jumping jacks, loads of plyometric stuff, loads of push-ups, loads of abs. It's an absolute killer.
Is anyone sick?
Most people nearly be sick at the end, yeah, I do as well.
That sounds really good.
Yeah.
Do you do any of your routines to Pixie Lott songs? Because that would have been a bit weird if she was in the class.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do one, but I couldn't remember the routine to, you know, Mama Do. But it was from, like, a year ago, so I couldn't remember the routine, so I didn't want to put it on, and then make a show myself.
But you didn't play it when she was there?
No.
Oh, that's quite good. That would be weird.
I know.
Did she have a disguise on?
No, she didn't. She just looked normal.
Sometimes pop stars, they wear, like, a cap and glasses and stuff, don't they, even indoors?
Yeah, no, she didn't. She just... She looked dead pretty, even at the end of the class, and everyone was sweaty and disgusting. She still looked gorgeous.
And the two blokes, were they her bodyguards?
Definitely not.
I thought most pop stars have them, don't they?
Maybe she's just not that big.
Yeah.
I mean, well, she is, like, but I don't think she needed a bodyguard in the hotel that it was.
Not like Rihanna level?
No, not quite.
It sounds like you had a bit of a sort of lady crush on her.
A lady, well, she was gorgeous, yeah. I was very jealous of her.
You know, you didn't realise it was her at first?
Yeah.
Is it possible that loads of other celebs have been into your body attack class and you've not known?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, I have had Nancy from Hollyoaks in, and I've also had a load of Tranmere Rovers football players in as well.
Nancy from Hollyoaks, though? I mean, that's the worst witch of the old days. That's amazing. Do you think she likes to be reminded of that?
Yeah. You're the worst witch.
Oh, God.
Faster witch.
Were you nervous when you knew she was in the class?
I was a little bit, yeah, but then it was just like a normal class, really. I just made sure I was dead good.
And then you were like, do another star jump, Lott.
Yeah, I was like, come on, get your knees up, love.
Amazing. Are you, like, militant?
Yeah, definitely.
I think that you would run a... I think that you would be scary.
Yeah, well, the motto is go hard or go home.
Yeah, see? I can just tell by your voice that you'll be like, and another one!
Yeah.
And another one! But that's good, that's what you want, right?
Is it the little bit of Scouse accent in me? Is it maybe that?
No, I think it's good. Like, you need someone to push you.
Yeah, you do. Otherwise, you'd stay fat and lazy.
Yeah. Good to speak to you. Thanks so much for introducing the show.
Oh, it's no problem.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, we've got a huge innuendo bingo today. I don't know how we've managed to secure this. Is this one of yours, Chris?
It's not, actually, no.
Today, a broadcaster that I respect hugely is playing innuendo bingo. Voice of the Olympics. Ambassador for Hackney. And it's now come to this. Someone spitting water over his bald head.
And I feel bad doing it almost, but it will be an honour to play with him.
I think you should bow or something before. before you own him with the water.
Yeah.
Today, Trevor Nelson, how, is playing innuendo bingo. This is definitely one to watch to take it to the next level. Obviously, I know you listen to innuendo bingo every Tuesday and Thursday at 1:45, but watching it makes it so much better.
This is like a royal special, isn't it?
It kind
really
of is.
I mean, it's like radio royalty.
He is radio royalty. I don't know why he's doing it. I think it's that
don't
bad.
Don't say that.
Anyway, thanks so much, Trevor. 1:45 today. Make sure you get to your laptop or a computer. You do not want to miss this. Innuendo Bingo with Trevor Nelson.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I can't believe this is actually happening. I can't believe I'm saying this. But today, Trevor Nelson, yeah. Radio Royalty, yeah. is playing Innuendo Bingo with us.
How many years have you done this feature, Scott?
A couple of years, but recently it's moved up to another level because people can watch it now as well, Trevor.
Have you noticed when you're looking for someone to play this, I'm never around?
Yeah, you do. You do tend to scoot off after your one extra show,
I pretty much scoot off quickly.
Yeah, that's probably why.
That is why. Anyway, if the bosses are listening, that's why you never can get me.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, yeah. So, if you are watching on the cameras, let's put the cameras on, bbc.co.uk/radio1, you'll see Trevor Nelson in a festival emergency poncho for wet weather.
I don't really want to wear this. I've got to be honest.
It's not your best look.
Not my thing, is it?
And for somebody that prides themselves on looking good.
Yeah. Would you suggest I take it off, maybe?
No, because that T-shirt looks expensive.
All right, there you go. Okay.
Chris is just wearing what he normally wears.
So basically, you're saying I'm wearing cheap clothes, so I'm all right.
In comparison to Trevor, yes.
There's a lot of spittle on him.
Yeah, well, it's
stained.
Months of
dried.
This game.
Might as well be at school.
Yeah, it is a bit. So the idea here is that both of you, you don't know what you're letting yourself in for here at all, do you, Trevor?
No, not really.
Have you ever heard this?
I have heard it, and I've laughed in the car.
Okay.
I've laughed a lot in the car because I wonder how people do it, because I'm laughing, so, and I've got no water in my mouth.
So both of you, fill your cheeks with water.
Right, here we go.
Not yet.
Oh,
not and yet. I'm just giving you the instructions, and I will play you a clip of innuendo bingo that one of our listeners has kindly sent in.
Right.
If you find the innuendo amusing, obviously your instinct will be to laugh. At that point, the water should spray out of your mouth. I say into the bin, but feel free to go for Chris's face.
Has it ever come out of someone's nostrils?
Yeah, it's come out of everywhere. So I think this could get messy, but right. Trevor,
yep.
When it's newbies playing, they tend to hold back. I don't want you to do that today. Because we had, like, Emily Attack was really kind of polite. Fern... When we were doing breakfast last week, very polite.
Polite in which way, though? I don't understand.
They just didn't spray very much.
Oh, if I'm spraying, I'm spraying, mate. I tell you.
I thought I could rely on you.
I'm spraying.
Let's play.
It's Tuesday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Hi there, webcam viewers. If you're not watching, then you're missing out. Go to the Radio 1 website. Okay, loads of innuendo has been sent in this week. Thank you if you've been sending it in. Water, please.
Right, we're off.
Okay.
Nice big sip there. Mm. Mouthful. Chris from Newcastle sent this one in. And we're going over to MasterChef. And one of the contestants has been discovered to have a secret skill.
I promise you I don't.
Jenny, you boned that chicken really well and very quickly. The way you whisk your dressing together, you cook.
See, I knew this would happen because Trevor Nelson is an adult. And you're not.
Yeah, I can't.
He's still got the water in his mouth. Mm-hmm, well held there.
Jenny, you boned that chicken...
No, you can't cover your mouth.
No covering the mouth. It's going to go, it's going to go.
Jenny, you boned that chicken.
Just think about it.
He's sweating. He's got a sweat on. Okay, swallow that one. Well done, Trevor Nelson.
Woo!
Okay.
This is tough.
Yeah.
More water, please. Nice big gulp.
You're a little bit infantile, though, to be playing me, I think. You spat all over me.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I knew that one. Okay. Simon from Leeds, thank you for this. Give yourself some points. Let's go over to Red or Black.
I'll tell you why I asked, because I'm a fan of a battered sausage.
He is.
I love a battered sausage.
I think we're fine.
Mm.
Jenny, you boned that chicken.
Chris has gone again.
Sorry.
All over Trevor. Trevor, get him back. Told you not to be nice.
I'm saving it for the right one. Don't worry.
Okay.
Hang on, that's one.
I'm worried that when it comes, it's going to.
Yeah.
It's, yes.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh gosh.
George from Boston, thank you for your suggestion for bingo. So many people are watching this, loving it.
Mm.
Okay, let's head over to a rich source of innuendo bingo in the past. Country File.
They're going to grow them for me in their ancient orangeries.
Wonderful.
Yeah, yeah, but before they go, I want you to taste my hot sauce and show what kind of man you are.
Trevor Reels from another soaking by Chris.
How do you not go? How does he do it?
Trevor's just getting soaked. Get him back. It's gone in your face now, Trevor. That should be a sign.
He insisted I looked him in the eye.
I didn't say spit me in the eye.
No.
That's the game.
Oh, God.
You need to get him. Get him.
Don't worry,
mate. Get him, Trevor.
I, you see, I'm torn, Scott, between keeping my cool and spitting all over his face.
I know.
It's tough.
It's a hard decision. Back to Country File. Claire in London spotted this one. You ready? Ready, Chris?
It is very important to Cromer, not just as a business, but as a tourist attraction.
My mum said come back with some crabs when she found out I was coming here.
Oh, good on you, mum.
Oh, Trevor. What is that?
He's held it again!
Unbelievable! Well held by both of you there. More Country File. This one is a classic. Ready?
Bearded tit. What an absolutely stunning creature that is.
Chris has gone again.
Bearded tit. What an absolutely stunning creature that is.
How does he do this?
I don't know how he does it. I knew this would happen.
It's because I've seen a real bearded tit, that's why.
You have?
Oh, several.
Moving on. This is Holmes Under the Hammer now. Rachel in Braintree is watching. Hello. Let us know if you're watching on the website. Caitlin, celebrating the end of her lunch break with a bit of bingo. Ready? Paul in Maidenhead, thanks for sending this one in. Both ready?
Come and look at this. Look at that. That is a whopping crack. I would like to get that looked at.
Trevor's finally gone. Like a little spray there.
You peed yourself.
It was like a little wee.
He said... You're in a wet patch, mate. You better move over.
You all right, Chris? What happened?
He's all right. That didn't resonate with him at all.
Okay.
I'm all right, but that was a crotch shot. Oh. Straight there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I aim, I fire.
Oh, God.
Martin in Dungiven, thank you for this one. Over to Saints and Scroungers, where we've been finding out a lot about the royal family recently.
Do you know, looking around your house, I could not but help notice a picture of you and the Princess Royal, Princess Anne.
Yes, yes. Tug of war is my big sport, and I used to run a competition for Princess Anne.
Does she tug, pull, whatever the expression is?
Mine's a control!
What happened there?
Oh, no. Sorry, man. Sorry.
Don't apologise.
No,
that's the game.
Mine's a missile. He's not very happy. He doesn't look very happy.
Do you know what? It's just like you're targeting a region that I'd rather you stayed away from.
He looks like he's feeding himself. Sorry. I was trying to keep it in.
Stop apologising.
No. Comes out like a projectile. I'm not gonna go again.
Okay.
Josh in Bristol is loving this. The sound effects are so funny, says G in Leicester. I've been ill all morning, but now this is making me feel a lot better. That's Tash in Rushton. Ready? Another classic.
Between me and James, who's the best?
I would have to go for Dick.
they've both gone. Chris first, Trevor next.
No,
he's still there. Try this one. Right, more water, quick.
Go.
Right, another one.
Looking at the man's tackle, I'm amazed he got it in at all.
You are good at this, Trevor Nelson. No hands. Finally went.
They did not say that.
They did.
They did not
they
say
did.
That.
Oh. It's all part of the fun.
Oh, this is so weird.
Carnage is happening now on the Radio 1 website if you'd like to have a look. Okay. Okay, Martin from Kent. More water, please. Mm-hmm. Spotted this one. And this is from a programme about a very entertaining party planning business.
Our balls are much bigger than any balls which have been held in the past. They're held on a much more regular basis, and they are guaranteed that our balls are always full, they're always busy, and they're like the things to go to.
Once again, Chris has lost it. Trevor's just still held that there. How do you do that? How do you do that? You're the master of this. No one has done this before.
Incredible.
I'm so impressed with you. There is more. Get rid of that one.
No!
Oh!
No, you said get rid of it!
He's alright.
You said get rid of it. So I got rid of it. I had to breathe. They didn't say that.
They did.
What is wrong with these people?
Okay. I'm going to try and break you with these, Trevor. I'm not going to lie. Some of our favourites from last week. Graham, Alex and Chris spotted this one. And it's Fern Cotton.
Again, I had to seriously back off in the car on the way here and not stick my finger in it and or have a, you know, have a go on it.
Chris is off. Mm-mm. Trevor, mm-mm, once again, mm-mm, not broken.
Not stick my finger in it and or have a, you know, have a go on it.
And one more, let's see if this works. Ready?
Hang on. I can't do that with Fern because she's next to me every day.
I know.
She's pregnant.
She is. Luke in Lincoln says, everyone watch this. This is too good to miss. Rory and Sterling watching for the first time, adding another dimension to the best feature on radio. Thank you. Louise in Nottingham spotted this. Ready?
Well, you may have French windows, but you don't have a back door. Everything comes in the front door.
Everyone comes in the back door in English.
Yeah, we noticed.
Chris absolutely soaked Trevor Nelson. Look at the state of him.
I shouldn't have done that.
Everyone comes in the back door in English houses.
I shouldn't have done that.
Trevor has hardly spat on you at all, and now look at him. I've never seen this before. I'm so sorry, Trevor. Right, let's end this here. That was Innuendo Bingo, the duel featuring Trevor Nelson. It won't happen again, so I hope you enjoyed that on the website. Trevor, you got anything to say? Yes! Nice shot!
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
I'm Scott Mills. And now, an appeal for calm. After we did the Chris Moyle show on Friday, you'll notice that we did on that show feature an innuendo-ridden episode of The Hotel Inspector on Channel 5. It was on Oh What's Occurring. And there were over 40 muffs spotted. Here's why.
The three-star Godolphin Arms Hotel. Owned and run by 71-year-old Margaret Ashwood, informally known as Muff.
The nickname Muff. So embarrassing. I even get letters addressed to Muff Newkey.
So we counted over 40 muffs, the name of the lady that owns that hotel, on Friday, which we thought at the time was mind-blowing. Still, more of you emailed after Friday's show over the weekend, spotting even more on the same episode. So Becky came back yesterday, did some health and safety, and there were some that we'd missed. We completely missed a lot. And now we realise that we're up to 71 muffs on the same programme.
Muff, muff, muff with muff. Muff has taken her eye off the ball.
So I'm sorry that we said it was 40 on Friday. It was actually 71. We got all in a tears, we were drowning in muff, and Becky said there were 71 yesterday.
Yes. Everything we do for muff.
But some people are still emailing us. And I'm afraid we can't give you the 250 Scott Mills points for spotting the muffs on this show because you will bankrupt the bank of Scott Mills and it will be in crisis. So can we all just relax, please? I can't give you the points because there are too many people emailing in.
Muff has finally agreed to start charging for extras.
Now, I think we should do some kind of official statement now.
I think we're going to have to because your inbox is just full of people spotting Muff on this TV show.
So many.
It's blocking it up.
I think there might even be more than 71 in 1 hour show. So, this statement, I just want to say, it's come to our attention that some shows are doing this innuendo now on purpose... just to get on Innuendo Bingo. That's what I think. Do we really think that things like this happen by accident?
Muff has finally agreed to start charging for extras.
The shows that we think are guilty are The Hotel Inspector, Come Dine With Me, and Phil Spencer's Secret Agent. I even tweeted at your Phil Spencer the other day saying, come on, mate, you're doing this on purpose now. He didn't reply. I have no evidence, no strong evidence to suggest that they are actually doing it on purpose, but really, think about it.
Everything we do for Muff.
So, an appeal to those shows, stop doing it, if you are, just to try and get on Innuendo Bingo. You're ruining it for everybody.
And no more emails about Muff.
Well, let's put Muff to bed now. Let that be the end of it. Thank you very much.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A lot of people agree with me that these programmes are doing it on purpose now just to get on Innuendo Bingo. It's entirely possible. I think they should just admit it on the credits at the end.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, at the end of Phil Spencer's show, at the end of Secret Agent, on the credits at the end. If you spotted any blatant innuendos in this show, email now, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
That's quite a good impression.
Is it?
Yeah, it's quite impressive.
Or... Right, well, that's the end of... That's how he speaks, isn't it? Come dine with me. But if you... It's more wacky than that.
Yeah.
But if you'd like to send in your innuendos to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk because we're doing it on purpose.
It's only fair, really, that they sort of declare it, isn't
it? Just admit it.
Hello there, Scott Mills, Free Download listeners. Sorry to intrude into your ears at this stage. My name is Matt Edmondson. I also have a free download, which, cryptically, you can download for free, available from the BBC Radio 1 website, you know how to get there, or from your favourite fruit-based music download store, which you can subscribe to. It's quite good. I would say that I'm biased, but judge for yourself. What did you think about the bit with Christopher Biggins and the cannon?
Showstopper.
At one stage, I thought the show was going to be stopped because they seemed to have to lubricate him out of it. But I thought it was still very moving. Stacey Solomon impresses us with her knowledge on Mastermind. Your name, please?
Stacey Solomon.
And your chosen charity?
Jacobs Creek.
OK, let's start the clock. If one person were to flirtatiously engage in conversation with another, they would be said to be making a what at them?
I don't know. Pass.
Correct. And Aidan Grimshaw's drunk.
Honey, can you tell us a story about Millie from Made in Chelsea?
Oh, yeah. So one time I went out with Millie from Made in Chelsea and all of the Chelsea people, and I saw her there. And she stormed over with this pigeon, threw it into this girl's face... And then I left it in the kitchen.
So that's the Matt Edmondson Show podcast. Good luck spelling it. Download it now for free. It's a free download.
One of my friends was telling me at the weekend he went to a Taylor Swift gig last year because he loves her pop songs and was subjected to an hour and a half of pure country. He wasn't expecting that. I mean, she did Love Story.
Yes.
And the other one.
But isn't that what you expect from a Taylor Swift gig? Or?
Well, I think it is, but he was expecting all the kind of pop stuff. I mean, it does sound a bit country, but this was literally just a country concert.
Yeah.
He was quite bored. And he was expecting to be like a big American production, which I think her shows are now, but weren't then. He was expecting like a Katy Perry experience, and it was just her and an acoustic guitar. Beautiful voice, though. Taylor Swift. She is playing the Radio 1 Teen Awards in October, and... I love it that she has recorded a new song with Ed Sheeran.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, they have tweeted pictures of them together recording. There's no more details at the moment, but Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift, that's going to be awesome. Download that now if you like it. My big thing this week is we are never, ever getting back together. I've got a new favourite person.
Okay, good. Who's this?
You know, sometimes for a party, if you're planning some entertainment... Or a wedding, or any kind of celebration, you either choose to go for a man with a mobile disco, or you get a singer in at a cost, or you just set up some karaoke. And if you go for a singer, sometimes you get really old songs. There's nothing contemporary, it's all like Cliff Richard and stuff.
Same, and you can get some really dodgy mobile discos as well.
You can, you don't always know what you're going to get. There's a lot of cowboys out there.
Yeah, not like your mobile discos.
Mine were ledge, I was 14.
Yeah.
And really fat. Bought my own gear. My dad used to carry my speakers, actually.
Did you, when you used to do mobile discos, did you used to, were you DJ Scott Mills then? Or did you have a better
that's my
name?
No, that's my name. I didn't really say my name. I just had, like, all the gear, and I'd turn up and do your wedding or whatever. I was 14. I had all the hits. So, yeah, you either get karaoke, or you get a singer, or you get a mobile disco. What about if you could have all three with just one person? Introducing Diamond Dave. I'm obsessed, fully obsessed with this guy.
So who's this?
Right, one of our lovely listeners made me aware of this legendary man. If you look him up on YouTube, Diamond Dave is based in America. But if you're having a party, he can sing the songs. He'll play them on his keyboard also. And they're all modern songs, mostly. He can do the wedding classics if you want him to. But check this guy out. We've just put this on the Radio 1 Facebook. If you search Radio 1 on Facebook, you'll see Diamond Dave in action. Here he is doing LMFAO. There's loads of people dancing. Hey. Party rock is tonight. We just want to see you shake it together now. I throw my hands up in the air sometimes, singing it. Diamond Dave is the way forward if you're planning a party. So he's there on his organ.
Oh my word.
He's singing as well.
He's got one of those mics off of steps, you know, where it's just attached to the side of your head.
Madonna headset.
Yeah, it's always a good sign.
He's doing all the modern ones.
In this video, the crowd are really young as
yeah.
well. They're loving him.
It's like an 18th party or something. Listen. So you get a kind of disco experience because they're all on the flow. But also, karaoke, kind of, and a live... Oh, he's doing a wedding one now.
It's an old one.
He's playing along on his organ as well. He all looks, three.
But he looks like an absolute legend, this guy. He sort of dances, sings, DJs, and, yeah, plays the organ.
Listen to that vocal range. Someday. Oh, here we go. When I'm awfully low. One for the nans.
The ladies are loving him in this.
See, he does a mixture of modern and the classic, so it pleases every age range.
Can we get him to perform at the Radio 1 Teen Awards? Or is that going to be a mission?
I don't think he's right for that.
No?
Oh. Red roses too. Yes, Dave! I see they're blue. Look on the Radio 1 Facebook now for Diamond Dave. Look how much fun those people are having at that party. He's based in California, but I'm sure we can come to some arrangement.
We've got to get him involved.
Surely. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Hi, Chris in Telford, who says Diamond Dave blatantly has to be in next year's Fun and Filth Cabaret in Edinburgh. Couldn't agree more.
He does sound like the mad guy off The Hangover who sings Candy Shop at the end.
Yes, he does.
He is like that.
Yes. A lot of you are looking at the Radio 1 Facebook and watching Diamond Dave in action. He's just an entertainment machine. DJ, singer, and plays the hits live. Cat Howard on Twitter says, I especially like his headset. I've always wanted a headset like Diamond Dave's. And also, if you check his video, he spells MC E-M-C-E-E, which makes him a legend, MC. Ask yourself this question. Who would you rather have at your party? Actual Pitbull. Grab somebody sexy, tell them hey. Or Diamond Dave. Grab somebody sexy, tell me. Give me everything tonight. I want that on my phone. Grab somebody sexy, tell me. Tell me. LMFAO. Or Diamond Dave. Here we go. Go on, Dave. Party rockers in the house tonight. I love him. We just wanna see ya. Can you email him? Can you email him, please?
I'll try find him.
Get him to come over. Get him to come over.
Diamond
Dave. At your party, would you rather have Tayo Cruz? Or Diamond Dave freestyling the same track? I throw my hands up in the air sometimes.
Singing, ayo, baby, let's go. Well, we're up this club, we're gonna go all night. We're lighting up
lot of fans already on the YouTube that we've put on. For anyone on Facebook, look up Diamond Dave. You won't regret it. The Scott Mills Daily. We've got a situation here, which I think we need to talk about. I'm not sure if this has been done on purpose as a revenge for you soaking Trevor Nelson on Innuendo Bingo earlier.
Did you get the impression he was genuinely angry with me, by the way? Because I found it hard to tell.
He was doing that thing of, I'm fine, I'm fine. Yeah, it's all fine, guys. Yeah, really good fun. But actually, inside, you could tell he was angry, I think. Because Trevor Nelson doesn't have things like that happen to him. Super cool.
But he did sign up to it.
Radio legend. I don't think he knew what he was signing up to. And you actually spat on his head.
I know.
And all over his face.
I know.
And now a situation is developing where there are two Chris's working on the show today. The temporary one that doesn't speak and you.
Yep.
And you both have things that have gone missing.
I'm not... okay.
This is a real life Wemmer Keys, Wemmer Phone situation.
We're talking about this. So it seems that Trevor Nelson has left the studio after Innuendo Bingo with my keys and Chris, who's the temporary one that doesn't speak's phone.
Yeah.
It really is a Wemmer Keys, Wemmer Phone situation. It is. We've only just realised that actually Trevor Nelson has both.
Do you think it's because he just picked up the first phone and keys available because he couldn't see because he was wet through?
Yeah.
Like, because he literally was having to rub his eyes. But I don't know what you're going to do now because the one that doesn't speak temporary has no phone.
Well, we're going to have to go around his.
You can't get into your house.
I'm sure he's not going to want me to turn up at his, but...
Trevor Nelson ain't going to come back here. You're going to have to go to him.
Will he let me in?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe you could tweet him or something. Actually, if anyone's got Trevor Nelson on Twitter, can you tweet him and tell him that he's...
Where are my keys? Where are my phone?
Can you just put, where are my keys? Where are my phone? Come back to Radio 1. Because this is going to cause all sorts of problems.
Yeah.
The one that doesn't speak temporary can't make any calls to plan this show tomorrow. You can't get into your house.
No. Or back here. I mean, that's the other thing. It's got my work pass. I mean,
I don't know. It just... Trevor Nelson is an intelligent man. I don't think he would have done this.
I don't think you can say he's done this on purpose. Though,
I think I can.
That's dodgy ground to go down as
I think he has.
Well.
I think he's done it as revenge. He was not happy.
But if it was on purpose, why has he gone for the temporary one that doesn't speak? Because he doesn't say anything that would be able to insult him anyway.
I'll tell you why, Chris. Because the temporary one that doesn't speak persuaded him to do Innuendo Bingo in the first place.
Right. So what, have you checked your belongings? I mean, I'm not accusing him of theft.
But we are. We're accusing Trevor Nelson of being a thief.
If you've lost something, then everyone in this studio has... Have you got that nudie pen that I gave you?
Got it. Yeah. Seriously need to clean this bag out.
It's just the awkward moment you go through your bag, Liven.
Yeah. Right, all fine.
Got them?
Fake tans on. No, everything's fine. All there. Just you, then. You're going to spend the evening together. Want to go to the pub or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, what are we saying? I'm going to Trevor Nelson's? Or?
Yeah, but do you know his address?
No, you don't.
Or, there's always another night in the youth hostel.
Oh, God. Again? Really?
If you were listening to the show last week when we were in the morning, Chris decided that it would be easier and cheaper, and he could have another beer, to stay at the youth hostel, which is right next door to Radio 1. So he did.
I didn't think I'd be doing this again so soon, but Trevor Nelson has sort of forced my hand, hasn't he?
It looks like there's going to be another evening for you with the temporary one that doesn't speak in the youth hostel. Oh, they've been back on, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah, they want to do, to celebrate you staying in that room with those Eastern European lads, they want to put a Chris Stark, they want that to be the Chris Stark room where you stayed, and they're unveiling a plaque next...
Are you joking?
No, they're unveiling a plaque next Friday, and they want you to go, there'll be like sandwiches... And some drinks.
Come on, this is silly.
And they want you to they want you to like cut the ribbon with scissors and unveil the Chris Stark room. I'm not even joking. You.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Points, anyone?
Oh, what's occurring?
It's time for Tuesday's Oh. You know Richard Branson? He was on the news on Sunday morning. One of our listeners spotted this for an Oh, What's Occurring. I love it when you get involved. Thank you, Lee in Merthyr, for spotting this gem. Richard Branson's always quite hesitant, I find. He's very sure of what he's saying. He's a very confident man. But sometimes, takes a while to get to the point. For someone so sure of themselves, I find it a bit surprising sometimes. It's a quick question for you for 10 Scott Mills points. In a 4-minute news interview, how long did Richard Branson spend going, or, 4-minute interview. How long of that was just ums and ers?
Surely it can't be any more than 30 seconds. I'm going to go 30 seconds.
This is for 10 points. If you get the correct answer within 10 seconds either side, I'll give you the points, which are 10. Count them, 10 Scott Mills points. Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
So you're saying 30 seconds, Chris?
Yeah.
Here's Richard Branson on the news.
My colleague Steph McGovern spoke to Sir Richard from his Caribbean island of Necker earlier this morning.
And so we will be, despite the fact that, and despite the fact that the, well, we've been through this, and,
we're past 30 seconds already.
Is that, they will, and we believe that as a result, you need to, because they, you know, we believe that, and we believe that, and I think in fairness, and you know, once you know, once we've then.
Sir Richard Branson talking to Steph McGovern a little earlier this morning.
Thank you. Wow. In a 4-minute interview, there was 1 minute and 4 seconds of ums and ers.
So just over a quarter of the interview.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So if you said 1 minute, then you can have 10 Scott Mills points. If you said 1 minute and 4, you can have 10 Scott Mills points. 10 seconds either side and give yourself the points. Make sure you're keeping a note of them as well, please. Either on like a post-it note or on your phone, because you'll just forget.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads.